Kuflamid Zayin. Kama Psukim Tzrichim Likro L'cholechad. Okay, so how many Psukim do you have to read for each Aliyah? Says the Mechar B'yom Shikorin Shlosha, on a day when you're going to call three people, Ein Korin Pachos Mesar Psukim. So you never have less than what's called? Then 10 psukim, vaydaber olam and haminin. In the pasuk of vaydaber counts as one of the 10. V'i salik inyona bebotzim yisar psukim. But if you've literally finished off that topping now, and it took less than 10 psukim to do so, i.e., a malik, which is only 9 psukim, right? Kigom parshas a malik she'ein ba elatisha psukim shapirdom. That's good. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah. At the bottom, like 5 lines in the bottom, pachos mesar psukim, that we never have less than 10 psukim read. That's part of the original decree. East of the Gemara, it's brought down, shenitzkan keneged aseres adibros. Okay, getting ready for Shavuos now. So, corresponding to the aseres adibros, we have at least 10 psukim that are being read every time as a kriyas Torah. Oh, keneged asar ma'amoros, shebehen niver ha'olam, ayin sham od. So either it's the number 10 is 10, what's it called? 10 statements that the world was created, the Seres Adibros. So in the Svarim HaKadoshim, they have an idea of this number of 10. I think the Maharal develops this as well, that what happened was there was the Seres Ma'amaros. Hashem spoke, created a world. And that world became distant, became hidden, concealed, and therefore they needed the 10 makos to come and clarify to get back to the Aseres Ma'amaros. We're just going to discuss this, that how there works like in reverse. Rav Asher Weiss says that necessarily, I don't know, they don't really necessarily all work out so well, but the simple one is, it was like, well, the first of the Ma'amaros is in Rosh Hashanah, the first of the ten Ma'amaros was Bracious, like creative origin, let them, right? Okay. So that's the first of these things. Then the last of the Makos would be Makos Bechoros, to take away that place of Rashis, that place of origin. And then the second one is Yazvahi Or, and then the ninth Mako was Choshech. Okay, it gets more tricky as you work on them. The first two work out pretty smooth. But then those became the Aseres Adibros. So that's the idea that this number 10 says. So why would you get here? Because it brings down here that there's an inyan of, I don't read all the niches, but that's why we have 10 psukim. But really, he's bringing the Talmud really are both related. Okay, then there's also this pasuk of Vayedaber. It counts as one of them, right? In Beis Min Haminyan, Hayne Af Api She'ein LaMeidim Mimenu Shum Chiddush. Right? You don't learn anything from it. Nevertheless, it is a pasuk in the Torah that does count as one of the 10. What if you had a complete self-contained topic that's less than 10 psukim? So in Gimel says, Kigon Parshas Hamolek Shekarim B'Purim, because we read this on Purim morning. V'lo Rotsu Chazal LaHosif Alehim Eze Psukim Milamato Milamala. They didn't want to add psukim from what came right before it. They didn't want to add psukim to what came afterwards. Because Amalek is causing Hashem's name and His throne to be diminished. That's the idea. That's just like the what's it called? He diminishes the Kvod Shemaim. He's also diminished the number of psukim, so to speak. That is in. If you look in Dirshu 2. On the left-hand side, V'yafal pi shekosav ha'shulchan rachkan shebeparshas Amalek efsheli kro tisha psukim. You can read it's 9. Mikom alkom kosav l'kam. Later on in Tafresh Tzadi Gimel, by the way, in Hilchos Purim, sheish lichlo ha'posuk ha'achron beparshas zu. You should repeat the last posuk kedei lahashlim lasar psukim to get to what 10 psukim. Ulam ha'rabah says no kosav she'ein hug in kain. That's not a minhug. We don't do this. Afadasa Shulchan Aruch, according to Mechaber, Sheish Lichlol, as a Pasuk Ha'achron, Kosa Prichodosh, She'einu Me'ikr Hadin, you really not required to, Ella Minug Ba'alma. So it's interesting, even though we said this whole idea about less, there's only 9 psukim, because let's repeat one just to get to 10 psukim. No, I mean, it's not like that. Okay, interesting point. Okay, that was Aleph. Beis. That's Parsha Zohar. That's not, we're talking about Purim Day. Purim Day, yeah.
Why not just read one additional pasuk?
Because it's a totally different topic. It's a totally different topic between Haim Yesh Hashem became Im Ayin, right? Is a different topic. And then right after that begins, what's it called?
Like
Matan Torah. Yeah, yeah. So then it's
like starting something unrelated.
Exactly. Right. So they keep it self-contained. Beis. Ein Korin. Im Kol Echad Pachos Mishlosh Psukim. So now that we got 10 aliyahs, okay, so you got very good. So the first guy will get one, the second guy will get one, and then the last guy will get eight. No, everyone who gets called up gets at least three psukim. Shnaim korim shlosha shlosha ve'echa korah arba. Three, and four. Ve'eze mehem shekorah arba harei ze meshubach. Okay, it's you want to read one more psukim. So it's praiseworthy to read the four. Okay. Sifkat and Dalid. Ve'eze mehem kilom. What does that mean? Whichever one of them reads four is Meshubach. Kilo means lean. The more you read, the more praiseworthy you are. Ve'im rishon kara arba Meshubach. If the first guy reads four, that's praiseworthy. Dematzina la'olim ha'choshuv kodim. Because in generally, when you have choshuv things, important things, they come first. Uv'menora matzina she'emtzei Meshubach. Ve'im acharon kara arba yesh loyma. The Malam Kodesh Ve'en Maridin. So he's explaining the Svaris by each of this. What does it mean by the menorah? The menorah, so you think, just picture in your mind what the menorah looked like in Beis HaMikdash. You had the central staff in the tall in the middle. And now that, you had the three branches on each side. The Neros were tilted towards it. Right? That's also an idea in Halacha that we find that Shabbos, in some senses, we talk about Shabbos being the culmination of the week, right? Sheshes Yamim Tavod, and then you have Yom HaShvi. But in another sense, the Shabbos is very much like a menorah where it's a center, and you have the 3 days leading up to the Shabbos, and then you have 3 days following the Shabbos. So if we're familiar with the din, if a person forgot to make Havdalah right after Motzei Shabbos, which is the time you're supposed to, so you have till Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You have 3 days afterwards, because those 3 days are like those three candles that are still pointed back to the Shabbos, which is in the middle. So now, why are we talking about that here? Because the first, because you have to get four somewhere. So if you get the first person brought up with four psukim, so then, okay, he's the most, the chashuv thing comes first. If you put four in the middle, that's also an idea because you have a menorah, which is the most chashuv things in the middle. And you have the last one because it's also a day of Malam Kodesh Ve'emarin. You always are increasing. So you went three, and four. You brought it up at the end. That's a svar as well. Okay, fine. Val Kane, therefore, lo kapdinan ami. So therefore, we don't have any kapedas. We're not insistent upon anybody who's going to read more than that. And we can give a good svar for each one of these as to why that would make sense. V'hine bismana gemara hay hakruim b'torah korim ba'atzmo b'torah. So back in the day, originally, it's called when you got called up, you read your Aliyah. They had such a level of proficiency that anybody could read any pasuk in the Torah. The achshav nowadays hashlich tzibur kori lahen means we have a baal kori who reads on behalf of the person. Yesh deos bein haacharim. Now it's a machloikis to what to do. Sheish omrim shaharishon vilasheni yikra shlosh psukim va'achron yikra arba. So some say that you should have three, and four. V'yesh cholkin on that. Some argue on that. V'achshav nispashit haminag shekorn b'mincha b'shabes v'sheni b'chemishi kol parsha harishona shel seder sheyikru b'shabes haba. We know this, right? We read the first aliyah on Monday's Shabbos mincha, and then Monday and Thursday. Kakos b'sidurim umetzuin hafsakos b'parshas b'shlosh anoshim. There, it's already divided up into three. Although most of the time we're the same, but I daven eidus mizrach, and many times there's differences between what I'm used to as Ashkenaz versus the way they divide it up. Still three aliyahs, so each aliyah gets at least three pesukim, but sometimes they stop in places where it's a little bit they go a little longer, they start a little earlier. Okay, there are differences. Ve'im shina meseder hazeh. If there are any changes made from that, ein ma'akev, okay, it doesn't prevent you still get mitzvah. Raksha al koponim lo yifchos le'echad pachos mishlosh pesukim. So really, at the end of the day, you have to make sure that you have, what do we see today? You have to have 10 pesukim divided up amongst three people, but then each one has to get three pesukim. Sometimes it goes longer, like Moshe this week, the third aliyah is much longer than than the first two. But okay, that's just the way it comes out. Okay, maybe we'll stop here for today, and we'll continue to Mitzvah with Gimel tomorrow.